Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. This is the place where we come every single week to grow and to learn as leaders. I'm so thankful for you being in this platform with me. Every single week, we continue to bring content to you to help you grow as a leader, to evolve. We believe that every leader is becoming, and we believe that iron sharpens iron. And when you come on a platform like this, it's because you are looking to be sharpened. And it's our hope and goal to make certain that we do just that. We believe that as you navigate the terrain of leadership, that you're getting the practical skills that you need, regardless of your vocation. If you are a leader, these principles are universal. And so I pray that you will walk out podcast principles in a way that brings glory to God. Let me tell you, I'm excited. I mean, I'm just geeked. I'm geeked about this opportunity today because you're listening. And if you're a first timer, I want you to follow me. Make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. That would mean a lot. And not only that, but go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get more content, my books, my merch, all that good stuff out there. My wife and I have a wonderful podcast on YouTube. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We'd love to have you connected to it. Go check it out. I promise you it'll bless you in a good way. Go check it out. And of course, I thank God for you today. Of course, we have a wonderful book club called Next Level Leader Book Club. We want you to be a part of it. We're reading 25 books in 2025. Go figure. We're way up there now. We want you to join us. Even if you read 5 books, 2 books, 10 books, it's just important that you read. We have a wealth of knowledge on the book club, and it's growing. It's growing like crazy. We meet by Zoom every couple of weeks, and we want you to be a part, and it gives you a chance to be a part of the Next Level Leader community. We're building a community here. Next Level Leader, Next Level Leader Book Club, who knows what's next? So stay tuned. It's going to be a blessing. So thank you in advance, and I hope that you will lock in on the things that I'm sharing with you. How do you avoid bad investments? That's what we're going to talk about today. Boy, everybody has done that. Made a bad investment. Not always about money. Sometimes it's about pouring your life and energy into things that do not yield a return. Today, I want to give you some strategies on how to avoid them. And the only way I could be honest and share this with you is because I have had those bad investments myself. And I recognize some lessons from those experiences that I think could benefit you. The first is, out of the gate, pray for discernment. Now, we don't often do this. We just go into situations trusting our instinct, trusting our mind. But I have learned now, I pray for discernment. I'm asking for guidance on what aligns with my purpose and my mission. Lord, does this situation align with who I am, my values, where I'm going in life? You see, because if you start pouring in the people and things that are not aligned, you're setting yourself up for failure. People are going to take advantage of you. They're not going to appreciate you. They're going to be entitled. But when you truly, truly pray for discernment, I believe there's a spiritual algorithm that draws the right people to you in your life. And so in this season, I want you to really think about that, praying for discernment regarding every relationship at every single level, business, personal, et cetera. Make certain that the people who come into your life and the people that you put energy into, that those people are aligned with your purpose and your mission, and they're just not out here leeching, pulling from you, and bringing down your value. The second thing is research it thoroughly. I mean, really, investigate all aspects of the opportunity, especially the market, the risk, the history, the returns. Now I'm talking about when people come to you with deals, and they want to say, hey, all we need to do is get you to do this and sign the bottom line and give us this amount of money. Wait, slow down. Let me research it. That's why I don't make deals the first day. Let's research it. Let's look carefully at what's going on. Let's do a deep dive to make sure that the risks are not greater than the benefit in the situation. Everybody has a great idea. Sometimes it may not be fleshed out. If a person is uncomfortable with you taking your time and researching it, you should be leery of the opportunity itself. So research it thoroughly. Be a guru. I'll get back with you. Bring tons of questions that just simply interrogate the person who is trying to bring the deal to you so they know you are serious. You're not going to be pushed over, manipulated, taken advantage of, but you're a person that pays attention to every detail regarding specific deals, engagements, etc., right? Number three, really think about it. Analyze the return on the investment, the ROI. What is the ROI on this? Consider if the potential return aligns with your financial goals and your timeline, or does the fruit of the relationship align? I want to know, what's the ROI of my being connected to this thing or me pouring into this thing? You don't have time or money to waste. So it's okay to analyze your return, particularly when you are trying to get something and get something that's going to be, you know, beneficial for you and your family. One of the things that I would like to really share with you is, if it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Trust me, there's no way to build wealth or to walk out great investments other than trusting things over time. Nothing happens abracadabra. There's no quick fixes. And if somebody's trying to tell you in 3 months, you're going to get 45%, you don't believe that. You have to be willing to analyze it. Take your time. Process it. Then also, know your financial limits. You have to only commit funds that won't strain your resources. Set clear limits on your investment. Don't sit around and give someone, you know, a complete, you know, half of your personal savings to do something or to give them access to your portfolio. No. You have to know your limitations. You have to say, hey, I'm not this person. I'm this person. Even though I may hang out in a room with people that have means like that, I got to know what my real situation is. You can't be out here flossing in front and end up broke. So know your financial limits and be okay with that. But also, I say it all the time, diversify. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, cast your bread upon many waters. Never be one-dimensional when it comes to investments. Anytime you lock in on one thing, that's a bad investment, because when it goes south, everything else will go south. It's okay to say, let me just make certain I diversify. I want to make sure financially I have something in stocks and bonds and real estate. I want to be invested in art. I want to be invested in gold, silver, all these things. I want to be well invested, well balanced. I want to have a portfolio that shows that I have a lot of different streams that may be coming in my life. That bless you, right? So think about it from that perspective. And I think that it matters, right? It really does when you diversify because it truly positions you for greater things in life, right? So let me just say, I've seen a lot of people make those bad investments because you did not take the time. You were just in a rush. You saw the end game. You saw this or that, but you did not see what was important to save things up the road. So I just want you to think about that. Here's number six. Seek wise counsel. And that's why that's important, right? Because one of the things that I tell people all the time, consult with a financial advisor, trusted mentor, for an objective view and sound advice. What should I do in this situation? A person that doesn't have anything to gain from having a conversation with you in this season is a person that's a trusted advisor. That's a person who simply just wants to provide wise counsel according to the scripture, right? That in their safety in the multitude of counselors. That when I understand, hey, look at this, take a moment, look at this contract for me, please. And I begin to look at every single thing that I touch, I begin to realize, whoa, it is incredibly important that I have people talking to me to help me navigate these relationships. Let's review what we talked about so far, right? So number one, we talked about praying for discernment, dealing with avoiding these bad investments. We're praying that God would give us discernment regarding the people, the places, the things, the deals, etc. I need discernment. It's also important to understand, to research it thoroughly, to go and do your own work, to do a deeper dive and to figure out, okay, let me go deeper and figure out what's going on here. Let me investigate all aspects of the opportunity and make sure that I'm clear about what the return looks like. It's also important to analyze those returns, right? That's ROI. What are the returns? As you do that, they know your financial limit. How far can I go with this? How far can I go? What are my own personal financial limitations? I'm not out here flossing, trying to impress people. I'm being honest about my situation. My situation is not your situation, so guess what? I'm honest about my financial capacity. But I'm also diversifying. I'm also recognizing that diversity in everything I do matters. That means every single thing that I invest in my relationships, financially, in my portfolio, diversification matters. Number six is seeking wise counsel. Who are the people, who are the five people that speak into your life? Who are the people you would say that if you were in a situation, you needed the wise counsel, who are the five people you would convene to come and talk to you? Think about that. Let that sit in for a second. Let that just simmer. Let that simmer. There is safety in the multitude of counselors. That was a season in my life where, boy, I knew exactly who I would call. And then sometimes when the people that who are in that circle begin to pass away, it can become difficult. But let me tell you, God will always raise up people that will be able to help you make the right decisions, move in the spaces you're moving. There's nothing more powerful than that kind of wise counsel. Here's number seven, ladies and gentlemen, and our final principle today. Hope you're being blessed by this. Review regularly. Monitor the investment's performance. Always stay on top of your money. Snoop Dogg says, I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Make sure that you are monitoring the investment performance and reassessing them as needed and making sure that you don't hesitate to adjust when necessary. This is why it's important to constantly stay on top. I do this all the time. I'm regularly reviewing. I'm looking at things. I'm planning and strategizing because I want to make sure I make good on everything that I have been asked to do. So I don't want to make bad investments. I don't want to pour myself into relationships that don't yield a harvest in my life. I don't want to, you know, join something that will not align with my mission, my vision. I want to make sure that every single thing that I do, albeit under scrutiny, continues to be good investments. Because Lord knows, we need good investments. Financially, everybody's going to have a plan. And they're going to always want your money to make it happen. You have to learn how to hold back your purse strings and allow it to happen organically, to trust God. Let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, don't rush into nothing. Don't you rush into these deals. Don't rush into these relationships. I have learned to wait patiently, trust God, and amazing things begin to happen. I'm so thankful that you were tuned in to this episode. I hope that something was said today that blessed your life. And remember, I want you to know, I mean, really, I do want you to follow me right now at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. I want to make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Please do that. And here's the other thing. Listen, the reason why I want you to be a part of the book club is because I want to continue to pour into you. We have great conversations. People ask questions. I'm able to talk to you about the book and go deeper. And we have just a wonderful opportunity. You can get to know me in that space. And I think that's important. I think it's important for you to be a reader. But then also make sure you go watch Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. My wife and I, we have a great time building up leaders and helping them become who God called them to become. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That's what it is. And I hope that it will bless you. Listen, it is important for you to understand your integrity is at stake. Your brand, your name is at stake. People are counting on you, and you just can't run into these decisions blindly. You have to say, Lord, let me make good decisions. Let me do the things that are necessary to invest only in those things that pour back into my life. A lot of things can, watch this, drain you. Question is, what feeds you? So I hope that has blessed you today. I want to thank you. I want to make sure you let me know you were blessed. by listening to this episode. I appreciate you and love you dearly. All of you who are listening, thank you again. Until the Lord allows us to meet again, I want to say God bless you. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and you've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. Be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.